Track 7 and more news stories. Family embark on a 25-kilometre awareness walk. A family is gearing up for an ultra-challenge walk in memory of a much-loved wife, grandmother and friend. Jane Farrell from Ogwell died in 2024 of pulmonary fibrosis, a terminal lung disease which affects 150,000 people in the UK and has an average survival rate of 3 to 5 years. There is currently no cure for the disease, but treatments can slow the rate of deterioration and manage symptoms. Jane was diagnosed in early 2023, and despite the condition, she responded with determination, optimism, and a desire to help others. Husband Peter said, following her diagnosis, she did all she could to foster awareness about the disease despite her deteriorating health. She volunteered for drug trials and started a support group for local patients with help from Torbay Hospital. It is a more common and more deadly disease than many cancers, but most people have never heard of it. Jane became an active supporter of Action for Pulmonary Fibrosis and continued tirelessly until her death in late 2024. Now Peter continues to run the group, which provides support, information and companionship to families facing the devastating illness. On July the 18th, Peter will join members of his family and loved ones of other local patients to walk 25 kilometres on the Gower, where he and Jane first met more than 50 years ago. Their aim is not only to raise funds, but also to increase awareness of pulmonary fibrosis and the importance of early diagnosis. Money raised will support costs of the bi-monthly meetings of the local Torbay support group and also the charity, which supports research awareness campaigns, patient services and national advocacy. To sponsor the walk, learn more or support the local Torbay group, you can contact Peter. And there's more information at www.actionpf.org.
Chagford to host event to celebrate National Park's 75th birthday. Chagford's Jubilee Hall will host a major free public celebration of Dartmoor's history on July the 4th to mark the 75th anniversary of Dartmoor's designation as one of Britain's first national parks. Organised by the Chagford Local History Society, Dartmoor History Day will run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will feature a range of activities, including historical displays curated by local history organisations, a special exhibition from the Devon History Society highlighting everyday life in 1920s Devon, and a unique display from the Chagford Heritage Centre. The event will also feature live performances of traditional Dartmoor songs and stories, and organisers will also invite local residents to share memories of life on Dartmoor in decades past, helping preserve personal stories and experiences for future generations.
BHF set to close 150 charity shops. The British Heart Foundation is to shut down 150 of its UK shops in the next 2 years, but hasn't yet announced which ones will close. The charity says it's proposing to shut around 90 of its 640 shops by the end of March 2027 and a further 60 by March 2028. A spokesperson said the decision follows a detailed review of our retail estate amid rising operating costs and changing customer habits, which means some of our shops and stores are no longer financially sustainable. We will share the locations of the shops and stores earmarked for closure this financial year on our website once all colleagues affected have been personally notified of the proposals. Tynmouth has one British Heart Foundation shop, and Newton Abbot has two, one for clothing and another for homewares. Staff said they were aware of the planned closures, but had no information beyond what had already been made public and were waiting for further news. The British Heart Foundation's chief executive, Dr. Charmaine Griffith, said, "Our shops mean so much to our colleagues, brilliant volunteers and communities across the UK. They are places where people come together to donate, shop and volunteer, helping to make a real difference to lives affected by cardiovascular disease. We know this will be a difficult time for our dedicated colleagues and volunteers in affected stores, and emphasise our deep appreciation and gratitude for all they have done for BHF and the communities they serve. Like most retailers, we are facing an exceptionally challenging trading environment. Cardiovascular disease remains one of the UK's biggest killers, and our priority is funding research to save lives. We must take the difficult step to close some of our shops to sustain retail's important contribution to funding BHF's groundbreaking research."
Rugby veterans complete the Three Peaks for charity. It was a challenge far beyond the rugby pitch when the Tynmouth RFC veterans team took on the gruelling Three Peaks for charity. The 19 squad members climbed Ben Nevis in Scotland, Scafell Pike in the Lake District, and Snowdon in Wales in the space of just 24 hours. They started at 6 a.m. on the Scottish mountain, hiking through snow and ice to reach the summit. They tackled Scafell Pike overnight during thick fog and made it to the top of Snowdon the following day. The challenge has raised £12,000 for their three chosen causes: cancer research, Alzheimer's Research UK, and the children's charity of rugby, Wooden Spoon. The team have thanked all their sponsors and other supporters. And I have to say, I'm quite tired myself thinking of what they did in those 24 hours.
Street hub plan for town centre. A new street hub in the centre of Newton Abbot could give shoppers free Wi-Fi, phone calls and the chance to charge their phones. Submitted by BT Group PLC, the application is seeking permission for a new generation BT street hub outside Superdrug on Courtney Street. The hubs, which measure 3 metres tall, come with two screens each on which advertisements and public information can be displayed. The street hub will provide free public Wi-Fi, emergency calling facilities and device charging, supporting digital inclusion and accessibility for residents, workers and visitors, the planning statement says. Teignbridge Council are due to make a decision on this by the 29th of July.